Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great godfather of soul, the late, great James Brown. Glad we got him. Glad we still got his music. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. If you'll check out all the things that Lois Geller has deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust, you can find her suite there. Really easy to find this week because she's on the show. But otherwise, you can just type her name into the search engine and find in the Brain Trust, find her place there. We got a beautiful suite built for all the things that she's taught us on the air, the articles she's written that she allows us to publish on our website. Lois, thank you for that. Folks, I encourage you to go back. You can get an education on marketing just by listening to what Lois has to say. Lois, give us your own website too, please.
It's LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
All right, so check that out. And the books are there. They can find your books, Response. Customers for Keeps, all that stuff, and all the other books that you've written, all that's there, folks. So check it out. Lois, we're talking about how to keep your chin up in a tough time, in a tough economy. One of the things I remind people about, and I've been doing this now for 3 years, Lois. Somebody is buying something you sell from somebody somewhere right now. Might as well be you, right?
It's so true.
Might as well be you.
It's so true, and that's a good time then to take a look at your own business and figure out how you're going to, because there is so much competition out there, take a look at your own team. You know, when I came back from Westchester, I took a look at my own team. I've hired some young people recently, and I was looking at their strengths, and I was looking at their weaknesses, and mm-hmm. I thought, what do I really need as far as talent? And what can I afford to pay for it? Mm-hmm. And what is the best price that I can afford that will get me the best talent? And I did a whole reassessment, and I feel, and I do a lot of social media, and we're getting a lot of business from Twitter and Facebook mm-hmm. and all the groups that I run. And I really found out after I did this assessment, I don't have a backup. If I'm not doing it,
right.
Nobody's doing it,
right.
You know? And I do ghost tweeting for 4 companies. And so every single day, I tweet for them. And one of my clients called me up yesterday from a major hotel chain, and she was telling me that she had seen on Fox News a piece about the fact that many of the celebrities are now doing sponsorships for companies like Toyota, like Snoop Dogg or something is saying mm-hmm. he likes Toyota. And then there's a Twitter agency that tweets out that tweet that Snoop Dogg is into his new Toyota, his black whatever it is, Toyota that he owns. And she was saying that they get paid, they pay like $10,000 or $12,000 or $15,000, $25,000 for that kind of a tweet.
Hmm.
And she was wondering if that might help her with her own business.
Wow.
And I thought, oh my God. She said, like, one of these housewives shows or something would mm-hmm. talk about her hotel chain, would it really help the business? What would it do? And
that just sounds like manipulation, and that's inauthentic. And to me, I talked about relevance earlier. Part of being relevant to people is being authentic. And I think that's the key. Folks, we've moved away from the 21st century is moving away from the manipulation of Madison Avenue that we had for most of the 20th century. That's not the way, that's not the direction you need to move in, is it, Lois?
No, it really isn't. And when they talked often about product placement on TV shows and stuff, it was really phony when you saw them pick up the Cheerios on Everybody Loves Raymond or whatever show
right.
it was. It looked like it was placed there. And So it really didn't work. It really has to be real in order for it to work, like you say. And yet these companies, these social media agencies, are doing these product endorsements by major stars, baseball and football stars, yeah, and everything. And they're raking it in. Whether it'll work, I don't know, but it is the latest fad.
I'm not going to say that no one responds to those things these days, but Lois, every day that goes by, every day we get more into the age of the customer, I'm convinced that people are going to demand authenticity. They're going to demand not be manipulated. Their manipulation antenna is going to come up a lot quicker than it used to. And that's for small businesses and big businesses alike. And the good news, Lois, is small businesses have never been manipulative. We've never been unauthentic. And so all we have to do is keep doing what we've been doing. It's the big companies who have to change.
Well, I think little companies have to change, too. I think that small companies have to start doing things that are different. And I think they have to step out of whatever they've always done. If it's not working
right
for them, if it's working for them, that's great.
Yep.
But I have a eyeglass store across the street from me called Hollywood. I'm not going to say the name of it. Anyway, a great eyeglass place called Hollywood Eyes, I will say it. And I've walked by that place a million times. And I see them on social media. I've never walked in there. I get my glasses and my lenses, mm-hmm, at a whole other place. And the other day I walked in, I needed glasses,
quickly,
going on a cruise this week. And they were terrific. And I thought, they haven't done one thing.
They need to help them tell that story, Lois.
Well, except that the owner, the doctor that owns, yeah, it, doesn't believe in advertising.
Well,
part,
he'll just get to keep all of his glasses, then, won't he? Hey, Lois, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.